You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Thank you, Con.
Okay, is it working?
Yeah.
All right.
So, Convoy.
Yes.
You haven't thanked us.
Yeah,
thank you.
Who gave you a free 18 holes? And
I said thank you.
You did not.
Not on the air.
Did
you
hear?
We need the props on the air. No, not really.
Well, I do appreciate it. Okay. I'm definitely going to use that.
So Con has been filling in for Todd the last, 4 days, right? Five.
Six.
Six. Okay. Anyway.
Seems so much longer.
And he gets paid more than we do, but yeah. we're not going to bring that up. But we did give him a little thank you gift. Johnny went, and it was his idea. I went and bought. Did you drive up there and get it?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
That's a further drive than you think.
It is up there.
It's like you think of Seymour just being 10 minutes away. It's
No.
It's out there.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I wanted to stop and buy, though? Bison burgers.
Yeah.
There's that buffalo. They had buffalo or brats. Buffalo brats.
Yeah.
They had advertised. I've never tasted buffalo.
I think buffalo's better meat for you than...
I would think so.
It is.
Yeah. Right? Because it's leaner or something? Mm. Yeah. Huh.
Convoy, when you go golfing, buy me some buffalo brats.
Let's see if I
can find $54
worth. That's what we spent on you.
Boy, I give those people credit that were out there golfing yesterday, though.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, was it hot.
But, you know, it's not as busy, so yeah.
I know.
It depends.
We got this from Terry. He says, I recommend Pope's Pizza. We went there last night, had the Supremo, and we went to the third floor overlooking the Packer practice field. Do you think somebody will try to film a practice from there? You know, years ago, still do it. They've got those green, curtains.
What Terry's saying is you can see over the green.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what?
That's a good question, Terry.
That's a good idea.
I'm like a Viking scout or somebody?
Exactly. Go up there and just order a pizza and eat really slow and... Act like you're talking on the phone, but have it videoing.
Oh, no.
What? You can't act like you can't set it up.
No, those glasses that lady had on yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, there was a lady on here, Terry, yesterday from with the Appleton Chamber, Fox Valley Chamber, Fox Valley Chamber. And they've got these glasses that are the Meta glasses, but
it's something from like I Spy or whatever.
And they look good. They're Ray-Bans. And you put them on and they can film. You just film it. They can identify people, identify the person you're talking to. And John Mino, it's amazing what those glasses can do. And they look, they're not like these big frames. No, you'd never know.
That was unbelievable.
$300.
Unbelievable.
$350. Yeah. You know what? That's what I would do. I'd stand up there and watch the practice like I'm interested. I'd wear all Packer stuff. So they wouldn't know, you know. And
you could film the whole practice.
Right. And just with your...
Yeah.
Jordan Love jersey on, and I'd bring a couple kids with me so they would not suspect me at all, you know?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah, wow. I wonder, could we do that and sell it?
I don't know, maybe. I mean, we always look for a side hustle.
Right, that would be a good one.
We have failed so miserably. Right. No, I'm sorry. I'm backing up. We have not. Our people have failed us so miserably in finding us side hustles.
So... All right, we're going to go outside our listening area. We're going
to
go film. We're going to bring like our grandkids. We'll act like they're grandkids. We'll just rent a few kids.
God.
And then we'll have
you
up your ice cream.
Would you bring my grandkids?
Jumping over that railing?
Oh, my God, Lord.
Nope. I think
they're so wild. It's inconceivable.
But then to sell it, I don't think that's like legal. So we would have to talk to somebody who can get us into the... what's that, Con? You're techie. That dark web where you can buy and sell stuff. Nobody knows who you are.
The black market.
The black market.
Oh, okay. Okay. So
we could probably sell it
I got to tell you this.
Like, you who's going to pay us
a lot. I got to tell you
Cowboys.
This. I got to tell you this. So, Julie
called
me last night. She got a call from Nicolet Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Her credit card was sold on the dark web.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't even know what the dark web is, but it was sold there.
Yeah.
Is that amazing?
Yeah. Yeah, that's... pretty deep. I mean, that's just where.
But Nicolay does a great job. I mean, they immediately, nothing was, you know, we didn't get whatever, whatever. But isn't that, they were told, I mean, she was told specifically the term dark web. I don't know, what is the dark web? I don't even know. God, what's the dark web?
They can't trace it, right?
You know, I don't really look into that because it kind of freaks me out.
It is. Okay. It's like they, some people think it's, they're the ones like calling all the shots. How about that guy? This is a while ago, that guy in some Mormon, you know, Utah kids went into the dark web as someone else to knock off somebody.
Really? Can you do that?
Oh, yeah.
How do you do it?
Well, that's where they get that murder for hire is all on there, right, Con? I mean, that's, yeah.
Huh.
That's where all that stuff happens.
Oh.
So that's like selling this Packer practice for to the Cowboys. We wouldn't, you know, take an ad out in the Dallas Tribune or something. We would go through the dark web and all of a sudden we'd get money transferred to us and we would.
Con.
Yeah.
Hook us up.
No.
Wow. But I mean, those glasses.
Unbelievable.
I was like stunned.
That was so cool.
When she told us that yesterday, she was here. It's just like, are you kidding me? Yeah. She just pushes this little button, but doesn't it go back to the spy movies or
totally.
Get Smart, where you have the phone in as a shoe?
But those things always look geeky, guy.
Right.
But these things, they're so sleek.
They're Ray-Bans.
Yeah, Ray-Bans.
That was unbelievable. I'm going to get that.
I tell you what, pay for them pretty quick with this idea.
Yeah. Got a text here. Patrick Grayson from Westy Pierce, senior quarterback, signed with South Dakota.
You like that guy.
Oh, my God. He's the best high school quarterback I've ever seen around here.
Yeah.
Ever. I've never seen a high school kid throw a football like he throws a football.
I'm assuming that's D1?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like below Wisconsin, but they'll play those kind of teams. You know, it's a phenomenal cut. North Dakota State, North Dakota, South Dakota, South
play
Dakota
Dubuque?
State.
Where our buddy's going?
Christian's Northern going, Iowa?
Yeah, Northern Iowa. Yeah.
Probably.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Got a thing here. Chris Vinny says, Mino could finally find his manual labor gig he's been longing for on the dark web.
Actually.
I would do that, Vinny. I'm still looking for a manual labor job.
Yeah, that dark web, isn't it?
Because I think that it'll help with my weight loss, which has been going spectacular. You have to admit that.
Are you talking to Con?
Both of you. You know what? Jim? I'm not
even. You wear a lot of black. I don't know.
That's all I wear.
Yeah, you do.
I don't like. I would be so uncomfortable wearing like pink. Like you're wearing pink and peach. I couldn't do it. I could not leave the house wearing that color of a shirt.
Why?
I just don't know.
Con.
I mean, I like wearing black, so.
Con, would you wear a shirt of the color he's wearing right now? Yes or no?
Honestly, I do have a couple golf polos that are pink.
Okay. There.
I have a bunch of different colored polos.
I have peach pink.
I'm only comfortable in dark black type color. I don't know why.
It's summer, man.
I don't know. No, but think about this, Jim.
Hey, you know what I bought?
I don't care. Listen, I'm down 36 pounds.
Well, okay, that's, you know, I gave you too much credit for that. That was like
you 10. You give me no credit.
It was 10 years ago during COVID, so that doesn't really count.
Five.
Yeah, but since we started,
that's a lot of weight.
We are going to be on the air 2 years on Wednesday.
Michael, okay,
2 year anniversary.
Okay, hold on.
We weighed in.
Michael just told me what job. Michael's hiring me as a home inspector for Simple Life Hospitality. Thank you, Michael.
That could work.
Yes,
because you know that stuff. Because you're a real estate license.
Yes,
you're also pretty handy. That could work for you.
Thank you, Michael.
However, if someone doesn't agree with you, you'd have them up against the wall.
No, I wouldn't. I'd change. I'm not like that anymore.
It's the old me.
Okay. I've changed.
Yeah, a lot of people change when they get to be 65. That's when people
65.
Make their big, or whatever, 67, however old you are. That wouldn't be a bad job for you.
That'd be a phenomenal job. Michael, I'm in. Thank you.
And really, that inspector, we had the inspector come through our house when we were doing the draft, and she didn't like look into really the plumbing or anything. It's you could do that inspection. And I think we paid her like $400 and think she was there for, I don't know, 15 minutes, maybe paid $200. Anyway, whatever. If she'd make a fortune if she was busy all day with the inspections. And yeah, that's something they look for, the obvious, but you would know all that.
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm in. Boom.
That could work.
I'm excited now.
That's a side hustle.
Yeah. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate that very much.
A little cash.
Hey, another thing you were talking about earlier, though, okay? Because you cook a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You cook a lot.
Too much.
Okay. You, okay, weight-wise.
Hey, I made that salmon last night.
What'd you do?
I put it on the grill. I seasoned it. I've got some, like, friends of mine send, like, for my birthday and stuff, they send me seasoning because they think I do like to cook. I'm not a good cook, but I like to cook, and seasoning can make a difference. So they have all that seafood.
All right.
You know, different stuff for fish, beef, whatever. So I seasoned it, and I...
What does this mean? Michael said, but one thing, you would not be allowed to speak to anyone.
He knows you. And then I put in with the foil on the salmon, I put in asparagus too.
Oh.
And then I put it on the grill. However, I may have nodded off a little bit. You know how I sit down? It was, I should have taken it off maybe 5 minutes earlier than I did because it was a little dry.
But
and I like salmon a little bit.
What I was getting at
rare,
is, anyway, is yes. me with my weight loss, of which you have zero respect for, whatever.
Right.
But I think it would be hard because you enjoy cooking. I know that. You enjoy it. You get your pleasure from
it. I do. I can spend all day in the kitchen.
Right. That's got to be hard to lose weight when you enjoy something like that.
I told you I went and saw a shrink. He's like, you got to find something else.
Did you really? I didn't know that.
He's the guy that told me to. No, he's the guy that told me to build, like, make candles. I'm waiting.
Oh, yeah.
You don't eat wax. Mm. But I have to be more disciplined. You know, but I do like giving stuff away. So I can make it and give it to, like, my neighbors.
Yeah.
And there's a neighbor that lives next to me, two houses down, and he's, like, I don't know. He's got to be 85, so he likes my cooking.
But besides, someone's like, "Well, I shouldn't drink beer, but I like making beer."
Right?
Do you know what I mean? It's got to be a hard type because I can't cook.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody. I microwave, but whatever.
Cooking has gotten so easy because of the YouTube and the internet. It's not like you read the recipe. You can actually watch a guy, and then they talk to you like you're a little kid. Like, you know, do this and stir it, you know, gently. And
you know, I don't get a chance to see her a lot, but I sure like, what's her name, at Channel 11 now.
You know, I don't see that.
I know you don't see it, but I like her. She's just got a great personality.
She's been on here, right?
Oh, yeah. We got to get her again. Yeah,
cooking Conway. With... He's done today, man. I can't wait to be out of here.
I didn't get a name. I don't know.
So it used to be called Cooking with Amy. Now it's called Cooking with, like, is it Kathy? What's her name? Anyway, she's...
Yeah.
Sorry.
What is her name?
I don't know.
We should know this.
I don't watch that stuff.
But she's really... I mean, you is could... Because, okay, you know who I used to have a little bit of a... There was one cooking show I watched religiously. Giada. Remember Giada?
No.
No, remember Giada?
No.
The Italian cook?
She was old.
No, she wasn't.
I'm thinking of somebody else. The lady on PBS?
No.
She's an Italian lady.
No,
she's got
Giada's thick glasses. Gorgeous.
No, that ain't her.
No.
Okay.
Who are you thinking of?
She's on PBS, and she does Italian food. Yeah, she does.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think her name's Giada, but no, she's not something that...
God, you know what I'm talking about? Giada.
Do you watch PBS? Look at Italian cooking on PBS. We'll do that during the break.
It's not PBS.
Oh, where's Giada? She has her own show?
She was on the Food Network.
Oh? I don't get that. I don't think. Oh.
There was a big thing that she was getting it on with Matt Lauer and the whole thing.
Oh.
You remember that?
No.
Oh, man. You got to start following things more.
I know.
More.
I get with the times. Okay.
So you got to go teach today, huh?
I do. So TC, 8:30 to 11:30.
All
right. Sent out a letter to the students. It's like, this is third week. You got to get with the program.
Are you, like, kind of nasty for your first few days?
Yep.
Just to, like, bleep with me?
Once you get with the program, it's a great class.
Yeah.
But you got, don't fall behind.
All right.
So anyway, it's summer. It's hard, though. You got to admit.
Would you fuck me?
Don't you think, yes. Don't you think summer school, though, they people kind of go in there with a little bit of an attitude? It's
no
going to be easier
I
than
love
they...
summer school. Quick break.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Tuesday morning. Isn't it gray out?
I mean, it's
like,
rain.
Wow. It looks like it's going to rain. 72 degrees. Okay, what was Pam saying? That Toma got seven? Didn't she? I didn't want to interrupt her because when she's on a roll, yeah, you just let her go. Was that much? I mean, 7 inches is like a flood. Did they really get 7 inches?
Isn't that like 6 feet of snow, right? Isn't like, I mean, that's a tremendous amount of something.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
Wow. Cool. Anyway, all right. It's 72 out there right now in Green Bay, 71 Hampton, 71 Oshkosh, and high of 72, although that report earlier said 80s today.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I don't know. Todd. I mean, Todd's not here, but Con, do you...
When's he coming back?
I know that. No, we got the weather report wrong.
So, okay, Convoy.
Yes.
All right, there we go. Jim and I each have our favorite cooking person. Which one would you watch? Well, his or mine?
So, on the stream, if you're watching, I have a picture of Giada in Italy on the stream right now.
Mm-hmm. Giada, so, yes, I would... Mm-hmm. Yeah, but can she cook?
Doesn't matter.
I'm assuming.
And then the one,
she
the lady
in an apron. And then you got Jim's favorite. It looks like the lunch you should be cooking lasagna school. At school at the middle school in O'Connell Falls. No disrespect to middle school in O'Connell Falls.
They're listening.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying.
My lady is she would not. I have Lydia's Kitchen.
Lydia
is who I watch.
Oh yeah. She's
and
a peach.
She is. She's a plum.
And she's something.
But she's Italian cooking, and she's on PBS. So,
she likes her own cooking.
She samples a little bit more than your girl.
I think she has a little grappa on the side. I'm just saying. I'm not trying. Whatever, whatever.
But I want to get that cooking, though. And you say you can't cook. That's because, you know, maybe you didn't pay attention to your mom or your dad when they were cooking. But now you just sit and watch a video. It's like, I can do that. And sometimes it costs a little bit of money because you got to get all these ingredients. And it says right under the recipe, 7 ingredients, 10 ingredients. And don't try to cheat that. I mean, if you don't have garlic powder, go get it. Or if you don't have mustard seeds, go get it. You know what I mean? But that stuff's not that expensive.
But you know something we were talking about during one of the breaks? I was reading a thing about Wisconsin, the state of Wisconsin, and Michigan, whatever, all these things, about how unhealthy we are.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, and they listed, I want to say, the top 5 foods that are, and fish fries, which is such a staple, such whatever. It's so bad. You hate to say because they're so delicious.
I know, and everybody does it on Friday.
And everybody does
it. And it's not only the fry, it's the fish, it's the fries. I mean, it's not like you have a fish and Caesar salad. You know what I mean? Like, it's...
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, I don't know.
Because they were doing a thing, it was also internationally, there's another category internationally. I think it was through Men's Health. Nobody buys magazines anymore, you get them all online. Yeah. But another one was other countries, and Britain was one of them, where the fish and chips are like the worst thing you could eat there. I forget what Italian was, something with the pasta and whatever, but whatever. But it's just funny, but... They're so good. It's like, you know what I mean? At what point do you just say, that's part of like enjoying life?
It is. But with that said, there are healthy people who eat fish in Wisconsin. But, you know, we eat fish, we have a couple old fashions, and we go home and sleep. And if you would get up and go to the gym. I'm just preaching that. I don't do what I say. I'm getting better, though. I think I'm getting better. I'm telling you,
I've come up. I'm not even joking about this. When the shipyard starts, I want to have one of those shipping container things, and I'm having my smoothie shop, okay?
Yeah.
And it's going to be so healthy. I'm telling you.
No, yeah, you want to go in on a shipping crate together?
Yeah.
Okay. However, it just means we're going to be next to each other. No financial relationship at all. Because I want my side, my rent, my money, my profit. You can.
Well, then
yours.
Why go in it together then?
Because we're like, well, people, the marketing will be, oh, hey, mine and the mayor got a, they're going to come, and I'll probably be the lead on it.
Well, I need a financial partner. I don't have any money. Michael, can you help me? Cowboy Dave says, hey, rye bread and raw onion is healthy.
See? Yeah, that rye bread with
I don't get
butter.
That, do you?
Yeah.
What is that with the onion?
Oh, man, dude, are
but
you
why?
Kidding me?
I don't get it.
You know what? That's a good question. I mean, why do you put cherries on ice cream? You know, I don't know. It's just a thing. It works. Tastes great.
Do you actually eat it?
Does absolutely. Anybody eat everybody onion? Eats it. Con?
I love having onions on my rye
but
bread.
Right, that's what it is. If you gave someone a fish fry and rye bread, without the onion, dude, they'd send that back so fast. No, it's just, that's a thing.
So we used to eat, when we used to have fish, and we always ate brook trout, fresh caught brook trout, okay? Mm-hmm. We would always, this was a family thing. You had to have a piece of buttered bread when you ate in case you choked on a bone. Did you guys have that?
I don't know if it's because if we choked on a bone, but yeah.
That's what it was. It was because if you, I think that goes back to the gospel. I'm serious, where they had the 12 loaves and stuff.
So that's why they had the fish and the loaves.
Yeah.
In case you choked on a bone. You know
God
what?
God did it.
They just had Jesus that reading. That was last week. And I didn't, I don't know. I'm gonna ask.
You know who started that? I'm not even
joking.
St. Peter.
Yeah.
He said, hey, Lord, have some bread with butter.
You sure that didn't have anything to do with
that? God might have been like, well, what about an onion? They're like, no, nobody's going to use an onion. Why do you need an onion?
I think.
That's
do you don't think so that bread.
Picture, you know where they have that picture of the 12 apostles?
Yeah,
they're all together?
Yeah.
I think that's what they're arguing over.
But the onion or the bread? Onion.
Yeah.
And that's funny that some people think the bread had to do with like the body of Christ. But you say it had to do with not choking on a chicken bone. We got this new guy now, this Chicago Pope.
Yeah.
He's, you know,
you ask him.
That's the guy. He's coming here someday.
I told you I got a cousin who was a brother. Same type of thing.
My brother's a priest.
Whatever. We got to set a quick break.
And it's starting to show. I'll never let you go. I'll never let you go. I'll never let you go.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Join the conversation now by calling 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Now, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor. We got a text from William. Thank you, William. Also, by the way, Michael Friedman says, I'm in, John. I'll help with your storage unit, smoothie place. Okay, and you will not be involved, Jim.
No. Hey, so
he just said you will not be involved.
No, so wait, as the city develops to attract talent, like we have somebody who's coming on in just a second who is super talented.
Okay.
You all right? This shipyard district is going to be like this container park where you're going to have shipping containers, and part of them are going to be restaurants. So John and I are going to we're going to go in on a container.
Well, are we or are we not?
No.
First we say yeah, then
other.
You're like, oh, I'm not going to have anything to do with you.
No, I don't. I want anything to do with you. We're going to be next to each other.
Why even be next to each other then?
Because
where's the synergy?
I think from the marketing standpoint, they might say, oh, hey, these guys, you know, they like each other, which, you know, that's also a facade out there. So we can say we're kind of in business together. And people are going to come, but I want all my money and I want all my expenses under my responsibility.
That's fine. Okay. Michael's my partner. Michael Friedman's my partner.
Okay, well, you get someone to bankroll you. I'm not going to get that.
And then William says, yes, John is absolutely 100% correct. That is the reason they give bread with fish fries in case you choke on a bone. Thank you, William.
Catholic kid right next to us. We'll get to that, too. Hey, look, we've got someone in here that I've been trying to get in here, and I see him very, very often because we live a couple houses from each other.
And I got to be honest, when he walked in, it was like looking in a mirror.
It's all about John. You know, we'll get through this. But
what do you weigh these days? Let me guess. 192. Higher? 200?
Yeah. 200.
What were you 2 years ago in high school? We did your game 2 years ago or whatever. What, you were what, 170?
Probably about 175.
Isn't that something? Man, have you lived in the weight room?
Absolutely,
yeah. Good for you. Okay, we're going to just introduce him, Jim.
This
guy has been bragging about you for so long.
2 years.
You can't believe it. So go ahead.
2 years. Well, I've known this kid for a long time. You are a good kid, and I will get to the football later. That's really not how I know you. I know you more as a neighbor, but Christian Collins is just an unbelievable athlete, great student. We'll get to that as well, but has, in his last game, scored 5 touchdowns.
Correct. Yep.
408 yards.
Correct.
And you are in
Did you set the all-time record at Camp Randall, was it Gordon Ball?
The tied.
Had 1 year.
It was a tie.
It was a tie,
was
exactly.
A tie,
right.
That's unbelievable.
It is.
Okay.
Yard
That's
for yard.
Pretty good company. And you in the state of Wisconsin, and we've been around forever, you are the fifth in rushing yards.
Correct. Yes.
In history.
In history.
Who's ahead of you? I would think Brent Moss.
I don't know. I mean,
Aaron Stecker?
Maybe.
Okay.
I know there's there's a guy from Grafton. We both tie the most yards in one season, which is like 3,084. Like exactly.
That's unbelievable.
Like, exactly.
Like yards per yard. Monopoly numbers.
It's unreal.
Yeah. Do you get together? I mean, is like you'll have sometimes like
a
lunch. Like a lunch or breakfast or something.
No, not really. The only thing that we really get together for is the All-State banquet, which is like a week after the season ends.
Okay.
Or maybe like 2 weeks after the season ends.
Are you playing in that this year?
No, that's also a game. That's also
the
game.
Are you going to play?
No, I'm not going to be able to. I leave in like 10 days for college. So
we'll get to that. You recruited, right? You should be
a little
bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a little slow.
I read some stuff about that where you thought maybe it should be a little bit quicker. But what I liked that you read, what I read about you was you like to run people over.
I do.
And you're kind of...
It's fun.
This is what you said. You said, I like to run people over. That's kind of my thing.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, I would like to think people would look at me that way in the corporate world. It's kind of my thing. Yeah. You're confident.
I would like to run you over.
When you get the ball, what do you think when you get it? You said when the play's called,
I know exactly what to do.
Right.
We practiced everything so much that it was just like second nature to me. I just feel like at the running back position, it just came so natural. So I really didn't have to think much, which is what you want. You just want to think about what you're doing in that moment.
And just react.
Just react. All you got to do is react to the blocks, because sometimes it's not going to go the way you want. And you just got to be able to react. And that's what makes a good running back, I feel like.
Did you play for the Gladiators? Who'd you play for when you were young?
I played for the LA Buccaneers.
No, the Buccaneers, rather.
Yeah.
Man, you guys were
so good.
They were so good.
We were so good.
They were so good. The Buccaneers.
We went undefeated for probably about 2 years.
I remember when they had, because my daughter went to, the whole schools and everything, and where'd you go to junior high?
Resurrection.
My kids went to Resurrection. I lived just down the street from it. And I remember she was a cheerleader, so would come out. And I remember they had, one of the kids they had was, he ended up going to the Air Force Academy. And they had to pull him out of games because he was so good. His dad had played for the Packers. I can't think of his name now. And he was just like, and he would like cry because, why can't I play? But he was
That's
so
awesome.
Good. Then I remember Eilenfeld. Remember the Eilenfelds?
Eilenfelds were amazing.
Amazing. Yeah. He was there. The players they had come through the Buccaneers program. But what you're talking about here, like what Jim asked you about with the plays, you guys got great coaching at really young ages.
We do. Nate Eilenfeld actually came back for a couple of years. He was my running backs coach for a little bit as well with Ben Augustine. Two great coaches.
Yeah.
So we're talking with Christian Collins here, who is going to Northern Iowa. And I know they're delighted to have you, and that's going to be great to watch you. All-time record setter at Notre Dame and the state. When did you, know? I know your parents, mm-hmm. and – did they push you, or they're super supportive parents? Oh my God.
Yes.
I mean, when did you know? Were you a little kid and said, look, I like this? Or did you like a lot of these guys come in and they like basketball, they like baseball? And it's like, I'm not sure what I really wanted to do.
Well, they're very supportive. My dad was a big football guy. We played soccer up until probably about fifth grade. And then.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Because, Kevin Borseth still says when he recruits. Mm-hmm. Where he used to recruit, he loved it if they played soccer mm-hmm. in their younger days.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it just builds a lot of speed
and
agility. We played up until fifth grade, and then we went into Bucks, and it was just supported mainly by my dad at the time. My mom was a little skeptical because, moms.
Yeah. Yes.
They don't like the hitting, the concussions, and all that stuff. Yeah, but she loved it after probably a year. Like, she loved it. She loved watching it. So, they're super supportive. I mean, there's been nothing better, really.
At what point did you realize, holy cow, I'm not bad.
This is what I want to do type thing? Yeah.
Well, I remember there was something that Coach Rader said, who's our head coach now. He coached us a little bit in LA Buccaneers.
Yeah.
He said, oh, this kid's going
his son's
D1
not
when he's
horrible
older.
Either, is he?
No, he's great. He was really good. He was our offensive tackle this year. He's like 6'10". No one gets past him.
Incredible. His just, size is unbelievable.
I mean, no one can reach him. I mean, because his arms are so long.
So what did the coach say? The coach said this kid.
Coach Rader said, like, oh, this. I'll put money. This kid goes D1 when he's older.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was playing in wide receiver at the time. I was running back only until freshman year. Like, I started freshman year.
You were a wide receiver?
Mm-hmm. I was a wide out, yeah.
Were you upset when they... Sometimes you read about this stuff. These guys, I really don't want to do that. Were you open to them? Did you believe in the coaching or did you believe in...
It was mainly my decision and also my dad's, because he said he knew the offense at the time, because we would go to Notre Dame games and it would, like, all it would be is running the ball. And so my dad's like, if you want to...
I was going to say, the right. wide receiver at Notre Dame is kind of a lonely position.
Right.
Right.
And he said, if you want to play and if you want to be kind of that guy, be a running back. Like, that's what you want to do. So first day of practice, it's like kind of figure out what you want to do. It's like either there's like rotations of like running back, wide receiver, linebacker, all that stuff. I went to wide receiver, running back, and linebacker. That was kind of my thing. And I just kind of fell in love with running back. That's just what I loved.
I love when you guys go down, because I think there is such a prejudice against Northeast Wisconsin football due to the Graftons of the world, the Milwaukees, the, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. even when it comes to all state teams and things like that, I think kids from this area get, for lack of a better word, screwed over at times because of the media down there. So for you to go in there, you guys, and just destroy them, that was wonderful. That was so much fun to watch, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was awesome, even because we had... they had an all-state running back as well. We only held him, I think, to like 26 yards or something like that, which was amazing. He's going to college with one of my teammates. We'll always probably rub that in his face.
Where's he going?
A little bit. He's going to Northern Iowa.
Oh.
Or I'm sorry, Northern Michigan.
Oh.
Northern Michigan.
Okay.
Yep.
God bless Northern Michigan.
I know, right?
Their coach, I was looking up their thing the other day because we got some local kids. One of their quarterbacks is from Westy Pier. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so I just kind of... This coach, you know, they list, and you know, Matt LaFleur coach there. I mean, Big Tech, Robert Saleh. I mean, okay. This coach, you know, they lift your record and everything. 0-22 is his record. They haven't won a game in 3 years.
That's terrible.
And it's unbelievable. Have you ever been up there? Did you go on a recruiting trip?
I never did. No.
I was trying to tell Jim about where they, of course, where you're going, the Uni Dome is really cool. I used to do basketball games awesome. There and play the. But the dome up at Marquette is amazing. The indoor wooden dome.
It is for a D2. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. He was telling me about that. I've never been up there, but it's like the largest in the state or
in the country, in the world. It's the largest.
I don't know if I believe that, but it's
the largest indoor wooden facility in the world.
I think that's a spruce goose.
No, I'm serious. I'm just telling you.
All right. So you're excited. You went down for some orientation and, how is that? Are you a special person? Are you all in the same team? Tell me how that is, going, walking on campus.
Can I jump in and just, and you tell me if I'm wrong? You're a special person while they recruit you, and as soon as you're signed, you're meat on the hoof. And here's how it's going to be. Isn't that kind of the truth, though, as far as with college football, when you're talking scholarships, this is serious. This is serious now.
I mean, you're very serious about this.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I wouldn't say meat on the bone, but I would say just like,
you're expected to, here's your classes, here's your practice, here's weightlifting, here's
it's
whatever.
Pretty cut, yeah, it's
exactly,
pretty cutthroat. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, we have, I think it's like maybe 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. We're basically doing everything.
Wow.
It's like 6 days a week. I think it's there's like a morning run, and then there's a little break, and then there's a lift after, and then I think we go through like film study, we go through plays and all that stuff. That's mainly what freshmen.
And during
camp's
their season, there will
like.
Be study halls.
Study halls, mandatory study halls, 3 days a week.
Yeah, you're academically, you're not going to have any problem.
I don't know.
No, I'm not.
No, but what I'm saying is every minute is accounted for.
I got it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like right now.
Because they're making a big investment in you.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's 100 kids that would give anything for your spot.
Yeah.
Buy more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell me about the process. Well, we're going to go to a quick break. I want to talk about the process of There's a lot of schools out there. There's got to be, but I don't know how many D1 schools there are, but you picked this and you never looked back. I remember reading about that. You're like, this is where
it's
I belong.
It's a cool place, though, Northern Iowa.
Well, I think Northern Iowa.
It's a cool campus. It's a cool facility. Mm-hmm. It's
cool. Good.
We got to send our quick break. We'll be back. Christian Collins, back after this.
Hey, do you want something to drink or eat? Not
oh,
eat.
No.
Diet soda? Water?
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. A Modern the Mayor here. Good looking Tuesday morning with a very special guest, Christian Collins, just one of the greatest running backs. Truthfully, one of the greatest high school running backs in Wisconsin high school football history, going down to play for the Panthers of Northern Iowa. You know, we're just talking. We got this thing where Patrick Greyson just announced he's going to South Dakota. That is, people don't realize how good that conference is. North Dakota State,
they're great.
North Dakota, Northern Iowa, all those schools. That is a real tough brand of football, isn't it?
It is, for sure. Yeah, the Missouri Valley's amazing conference for even like basketball and like every sport. They're just, the teams are great, very competitive. I would say
great
it's,
fan support.
Oh, great, great fan support. Yeah, absolutely.
So, Christian, you're going to be there soon, right? 10 days. You're going to be down there.
Yep.
Are you guys into all that NIL stuff? I mean, you're a good looking guy. People are going to like you. You're going to get the ball a lot, right? I mean,
enough about me, Jim. That's my question.
Do you talk about that? Does anybody approach you and say, hey, look, you want to sign here?
Not fully. I mean, I've reached out to a few, Underdog Athletics. It's like a clothing brand. And then, Bubbler, which is like a Wisconsin owned company.
Yep.
It's a drink.
That.
Okay. They said to reach back out in July because that's when they accept athletes and all that stuff. So, I mean, I feel like most of the time you got to kind of do it yourself unless you're like a big time name and then they'll come to you. But
Well, even what's his name? The run from Wisconsin, played at Fond du Lac.
The pizza guy?
Braylon Allen?
Yes. I mean, he's got some local type of contacts. Like, you probably get bigger now that he's whatever, a veteran in the NFL. But that's how you start with some. And the safety for Wisconsin, Wohlers.
Wohler, yeah.
He's got those. So, I mean, they're out there. They like athletes like you guys.
Well, I don't. You're not really driven by money.
I'm not.
I know you're not. I mean, I know you, which is good. And I think
either are we. That's where we're in radio.
I really think it's sometimes people like you that the money comes, you know. And I stay focused on what you're doing. I just want to ask you a couple things about. Were you born and raised here? Because you guys, were you born and raised in Green Bay?
No,
that's what I thought.
No, I've lived in a few other places. I moved from Denver, Colorado when I was 8 months, just about. And then we lived in St. Charles, Illinois for 6 years and then moved here.
Okay. And tell me what you think, you know, 19, you're 19, what, 20? 19-year-old?
Yep. 18.
You're 18, all right.
Yes.
Like, what do you think of Green Bay as an 18-year-old? I mean, I have kids a little bit older than you, not much, but I guess they're a little bit older than you. What do you think of Green Bay? I mean, you went to school at Notre Dame. You went to Rez. I mean,
I love Green Bay. I think it's a great place to live. I'm not like super invested into like looking at the place that I live, but I love it more than I did at St. Charles. I think it's like the cost of living is low, which I think is really great. I think the schools here are pretty amazing. Like Notre Dame Academy, academically, athletically, they thrive. So I think it's great.
And then when it came time, when did let's see. So you were always a good football player. When did you think you start getting recruiting and like what's the decision process? Is it playing time? Is it location? Is it coaching? What makes you pick a school? Because you were recruited. And like you said, maybe not as much as you wanted to, but I think the fact that you're recruited speaks highly of you. What made you pick where you went?
Well, a lot of it was the caliber of play that to play at. I mean, I really only got FCS offers. So, I mean, I only had Dayton and University of Northern Iowa. And then there was like a 2D2s.
Which is mind-boggling. It's like, what more do you need to do for the love of the Lord? You know what I mean? That's crazy. Yeah,
it was pretty slow for a long time.
Did Michigan Tech or Northern Michigan, those schools? That's unbelievable.
Michigan Tech did. Michigan Tech
They play good football.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
I mean, that conference, too, with Grand Valley and everybody, that's a real tough
Grand
conference.
Grand Valley's really good.
Yeah, Ferris, all those schools. But
the caliber of play was high on your list.
It was. It was. Caliber of play, and then the coaching staff is just amazing.
Yeah, you've said that a couple times. You must have been super impressed with them.
I really was. Like we had a sit down one on one with a lot of the coaches, and I just loved Coach Stepsis, which was great. He was super welcoming. He put family first. Like we didn't even talk about football until like probably 5 to 10 minutes into the meeting.
I always get this mixed up. Cedar Falls or Cedar Rapids?
Cedar Falls.
Cedar Falls.
Yes.
But is that the guy that came from Drake?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. All right. I know you were impressed with them.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool that you says a lot about you too that they start talking about your family and the environment versus just into home. Often you're going to carry the ball.
Wisconsin didn't show any love.
No,
that's unbelievable.
Not even after that game in
400 yards rushing.
I thought maybe Fickle turned his head or something. I don't know.
I mean, even if they said okay, we're going to put you at strong safety or whatever, but that's unbelievable.
I'll just have to prove his mistake.
Well, he's got
one year
left and he's out of a job anyway.
Sure. Yeah,
so I'm just saying. He will. I'm serious. I think they're... I'm sorry, but he just hasn't gotten it done.
I was just talking with Caden Yacomelli yesterday, and he's a great guy, great running back, big dude. He's going to be either the number one or number two at Wisconsin this year. So
that's awesome.
It was pretty sweet just picking his brain. And
you know what's funny, though, too? It's you get these kids that are so highly touted. Like, remember when they recruited Graham Mertz, and it's like, oh, this is going to be the next great quarterback ever to come through. And nothing.
No, yeah.
Just, you know. Yeah,
I do.
There's such a difference between high school success and what it takes to, at the big level of college football.
Yeah, you just got to sell yourself. Sometimes people do it just right. It might not be as good.
Did my old school Mesabi State Junior College contact you at all?
Mm-mm.
No.
Damn it. They missed on another one. Yeah. Well, at least they got me. We got to start a quick break. Back after this.
Stick around.
I can be happy the rest of my life. Girl. A dreamer of pictures, I run in the night. You see us together, chasing the moonlight. My cinnamon girl.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.